Way News, I'm Gene Randall. The third ever U.S. Senate impeachment trial of an American president has begun, with opening arguments set for next week. It is in recess until then. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The New York Times reports the president has added a trio of heavyweight attorneys to his defense team. Kenneth Starr and Robert Ray, who both investigated President Bill Clinton before his impeachment, and longtime Trump defender Alan Dershowitz. There was heated anti-American language today in Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said President Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people, but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is now enriching more uranium than it did before it signed a nuclear deal with five world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were in fact several concussion injuries. We're told 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries. Most have been taken to a U.S. military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. From Washington, this is VOA News.